With good news for today from Baptist Press, I'm Brandon Porter. Many Christians are helping to respond to large numbers of migrants crossing at the El Paso, Texas border in what some are calling a humanitarian crisis. The recent crowds at the border can be linked to the December 21st deadline of Title 42. Originally enacted as part of the Public Health Service Act of 1944, Title 42 regards the suspension of entries and imports to prevent the spread of communicable diseases. The situation is an unprecedented one, said Larry Floyd, executive director of the El Paso Baptist Association and a native of El Paso. Floyd and others braced for a flood of immigrants last year as the Title 42 deadline neared, but the Biden administration ultimately decided to continue the policy. Light is scarce during scheduled electrical outages as Ukraine suffers a bombed-out power grid. Yet women there are using their light this Christmas to crochet angel ornaments to send to churches and other supporters in the U.S. As many as 20 women near Odessa and Lviv and a few other Ukrainian cities are paid a small fee to make the ornaments through a partnership between the Ukrainian Baptist Theological Seminary and the Ukrainian Partnership Foundation in Chesterfield, Missouri. The small fee supplements the income of women in Ukraine struggling to provide for their families during the war's high inflation rate.
Good news for today is made possible through our friends at the Voice of the Martyrs, a nonprofit organization that serves persecuted Christians around the world. Founded in 1967 by Richard and Sabina Wormbrand, VOM is dedicated to inspiring believers to deepen their commitment to Christ and to fulfill His great commission, no matter the cost. Find out more and sign up for their free monthly magazine at vom.org/goodnews.
Leslie Ann Tarabella was in elementary school when her father, Cordell Harrison, minister of music at Myrtle Grove Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida, began to make plans to produce Celebrate Life. Celebrate Life was an early Baptist expression of what was happening in the Jesus music movement on the West Coast. This year marks the 50th anniversary of the musical. The late Burl Redd, a prolific New York-based composer and member of Manhattan Baptist Church, wrote the music for the lyrics penned by Reagan Courtney, who turned 81 this year. The musical is told from the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John in a contemporary way, says Clint Kimmel, a worship pastor at Sugarland Baptist Church in Houston. On June 24, 2023, a 50th anniversary performance is scheduled to be hosted of Celebrate Life at New York's Carnegie Hall. You can read more at our website, baptistpress.com. While you're there, make sure to sign up for our morning and afternoon emails.